Blog Talk.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to the show. Before these guys go pro, I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and you are listening to the College to Pro Players Platform. We always appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next and we bring them to you today on a platform where they can reveal the skills that make them prospects for this upcoming NFL draft. And we're quickly approaching the combines. And these young men are usually a very hectic time for them. But with that said, they're kind enough to join us here. And one of the top offensive linemen from Vanderbilt, Andrew Jelks, is going to be joining us today. And a lot to bring to the table with this young man. But with that said, Andrew, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here today. Can you believe your time as a Commodore has kind of come and gone, and now you're getting ready for this next level?
I know, man. It's seems like it was just yesterday I was getting here as a freshman. Seems like a short 4.5 years later, here I am. Here I am training for Pro Day. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it has been. I mean, in playing in the SEC, I mean, obviously, you know, consider the top conference in all of college football, and you've kind of really made your mark on that. For you, I mean, when you arrive at Vandy, and I know you had some injuries at the end of your career, but, I mean, obviously, I mean, people know from you being able to do what you've done from the time you arrived early on and on campus, you've kind of established yourself. I mean, when did it kind of sink into you personally that, you know, at the end of this college journey that the NFL is going to be a possibility? Because you know as well as anybody, everybody that suits up on Saturdays wants this opportunity, but only a few get it, and you're one of those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you come here as a freshman, it's definitely a shock from translate from high school to college ball. But, you know, after my first year of getting redshirted and kind of getting the feel of the game was one of the biggest blessings that I've had the opportunity of incurring, just because I got to see what it was like to be in a college football player and got to see how the guys go through their day-to-day operations, but not exactly having to play, and I could just sit back and learn. And I think that really propelled me forward to having such a good career on early, because I actually got to see how the guys that prepared so well, and that translated to them performing well on Saturdays.
Nice. And for you, I mean, have you always kind of had the size? I mean, growing up, if you played Pop Warner and Pee, were you always a guy in the trenches, or did you kind of bounce around? And I'm sure you played other positions growing up. But, I mean,
yeah,
kind of how did you evolve into the lineman?
Yeah, well, my dad actually was a high school quarterback, and I thought that's what I always wanted to kind of do. Like, my dad was the quarterback of the high school where I was going to go. So I was like, man, I want to be the quarterback. Go out there, Pop Warner. Of course, I'm too heavy to even touch the ball. So they threw me down there, and I played center throughout my Pop Warner career. And then I kind of hit a growth spurt in middle school. You know, I was a big athletic kid. So my middle school coaches, actually, I played tight end on my eighth grade year in middle school. And, you know, I kind of like touching the ball. I was like, dang, I get my name caught on the intercom. I thought this was pretty cool. I never had that happen before when I was a lineman. But then I went up to high school and just a bigger kid. You know, I was about 6'4", 6'5", at the time. And just not done growing yet, so they stuck me down there at tackle, and that's been my home ever since.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Vanderbilt standout Andrew Jelks here on the C2P. He was 2013 SEC All Freshman and many other accolades, especially academically, as he makes his path towards this next level, and he's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. As you folks know, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always available and free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, then the bio at collegetopro.com. So, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, I'm sure many universities were kind of, you know, wanting you to be a student athlete for them. I mean, how did you know that being a Commodore was going to be the best route for you?
Yeah, you know, it was a weird journey in my recruiting. Both my parents attended the University of Tennessee. My dad had season tickets there since 1982. Just a lot of ties back to the University of Tennessee, and growing up in the state of Tennessee, you don't hear much about Vanderbilt. You know, it's all Tennessee or Alabama. You know, those quote unquote big schools, as you would say. But you know, just that's when Coach Franklin came in, and I could tell just under that first year when I was his first year was my senior year of high school. I could tell that something special was brewing down here on West End, and just forming the relationships with that coaching staff, and then with the other players that were coming in my class, like the likes of Will Holden, Adam Butler, Barrett Booger, Torm McGaster, just to name a few, Brian Kimbrough, Caleb Azubike, Pat Robinette, you know, just that the relationships that I formed with them just throughout high school and through the recruiting process really led me to come to Vanderbilt and change the culture.
Definitely, and I'm sure, and a great journey, and obviously, like I said, you know, you're preparing for this next level. You know, from talking with some people, you're basically back to 100%. I mean, you were ready to roll, no setbacks. I know you had some issues with the knee, and you had to get it done again. So, I mean, there's so much, you know how much stock they put in all this, but we definitely want to kind of delve into the and let all those scouts that do listen in and everyone else know that you are 100% ready to go. And what's it like knowing that you are, you know, healthy and really just ready, preparing for, you know, pro day and kind of ready to knock this thing out of the ballpark?
Yeah, man, it's a great feeling, honestly. You know, like you said, these past couple of years of my career here, I've ran into some unlucky fortunes and not being able to play just because of my health issues. But, you know, this is the healthiest I've felt since before my first surgery. And it's truly a blessing that God has put me in this position to bless me with this health. And and I'm just thankful, and I'm working my tail off every day to be able to impress on pro day.
Definitely. And I'm curious, in terms of training, I mean, you still at campus training? Are you off at a facility doing some combine prep? How are you kind of getting prepared for pro day?
So I decided to stay here on campus. A couple factors led into that. Just having that relationship with my strength coach, James Dobson, was huge for me. Because they were with me when I was healthy before my knee surgeries, and now they've been with me throughout my rehab, and same for my athletic trainers. So I just thought I didn't want to go somewhere else that no one knew me and they'd have to be acclimated to my story and what my situation is. And so I felt staying here. My strength coaches and athletic trainers already knew me, know my body, know how to train me, and so we can just hit the ground running in January.
Definitely. You know, we had your teammate Adam Butler on the show, and he referenced to the James Dobson, and you know, and you know, I'll have to kind of find out why you were giggling, but so Coach Dobson, obviously, I think is definitely earned your guys' trust to move forward, especially in this process. And you're not alone. I mean, a ton of guys stay at school and you know, feel comfortable doing exactly what they knew for all the reasons you just said. I mean, these guys know you.
Right.
They're kind of like family or at least a brother to you, and you kind of know what you're getting, so you're not thrown out of the loop. But I do have to kind of delve into it. So when we brought up Adam's name, you immediately chuckled. What brought the laughter on?
Adam's just a jokester, man. Me and Adam have been close ever since we got recruited when we came in together back in 2012. And he's just a good dude, man. And I love being in his presence, and I love being able to train with him right now.
Excellent stuff. And you know what? I fouled up. If I knew I was going to get you on, I would have had Adam scorch you about something. And then, you know what, fortunately for you, at the end of the show, you'll be able to scorch him on something and he won't get back at you. So, but we'll get that to the end of the show. So you're healthy and ready to roll. And that's the best part about being where you're at is, you know, you don't got no setbacks right now. But, I mean, when these scouts start breaking down your film, when you've played, I mean, what do you think those traits of the position you bring that they're going to fall in love with?
I mean, I just think I'm a very technically sound football player. I'm very smart. I'm intelligent. I'm tough. I mean, I just think that they'll fall in love with just the way I play. I don't take plays off. I mean, I go 100% every play, and I just think them just turning on my film and just giving me an opportunity, they'll like what they see.
Nice. And for you, does anything go unnoticed that film can't reveal? And I just ask this to benefit you. I mean, game leadership, you know, game film study. I mean, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of those things that scouts won't see when they bust down film that this is a big bonus why they should consider you?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that I take a lot of pride in is my leadership. And unfortunately, like we've touched, I wasn't able to play in the last 2 years here, but this year I was voted as a team captain by my peers. And I mean, I wasn't even on the field the past. I wasn't even on the field the past few years, but they still hold me in such a high regard to name me a captain. That was very touching, and I think that just speaks a lot about the person who I am, my character, how I was still invested in these team, and how much I love these guys. And just because I wasn't on the field actually playing, I was always there for them off the field, and I think that says a lot.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, and I don't want to kind of talk about the injury, but I mean, how much mentally, have you grown from it? I mean, you're a college kid. You want to be in that college atmosphere. You want to be on the field. And it probably even made it that much harder knowing that your teammates made you a captain, but, you weren't able to kind of be on the field. But, I mean, how has it made you better mentally and stronger?
It's light years. I mean, I came in as a young 18-year-old kid, just ready to live the college life. And then I get hit with some adversity, and you know, it's tough. I mean, it's not going to happen. But being able to just – everything happens for a reason, and I truly believe it. And the Lord has plans for me when I leave destruction. So, you know, I just – it was a very trying time. But I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't know about me. I mean, everything I've been through these past 2 years, it's been for a reason. And I don't know what that reason may be yet. But
lame. I mean, I look at it as definitely. I mean, you look at it as, hey, you're healthy now. That's all that matters, is you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
have the film to back it up. So like I said, I mean, from this point,
sir.
It's all systems go. Pro day's right around the corner. I know you guys – I mean, you have to really be jonesing to kind of just get out there and be able to kind of go at it. But with that said, is it kind of weird knowing that, you know, instead of you – I mean, you will do some technique stuff, but is it kind of weird knowing that, you know, so much emphasis is going to be on how fast you run around a three cone?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's – but it is what it is. And so, I mean, whatever they want to throw at me, I'll be ready to go. So,
definitely, yeah, and like I said, it's an exciting time for you guys, and you guys are so busy, and again, that's why we appreciate you guys stopping on the show and kind of letting us find out what you guys bring to the table. For you, I mean, Pro Day, I mean, any particular event you're particularly stoked about? I mean, I know you want to knock them all out of the ballpark, but is there one where you really kind of think you're going to get these guys' attention?
I say all of them. I mean, a lot of people haven't seen what I've been able to do these past 2 years, and I've just been working my tail off. And so, I mean, whatever they want to throw at me, I'll be ready to go 100%, and I hope I knock them all out and impress them with everything I do.
Hey, that's a great answer there, Andrew. And in terms of height and weight, before, because sometimes I forget to ask, I always like to get it from your guys' mouth. I mean, what is your height weight right now?
I'm 6'6", 310 pounds right now.
Wow, man, that's fantastic size, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. You definitely got it going for
yes,
you, man.
Sir.
Hey, before we wrap this show up, though, we always like to have some fun with you. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, again, I apologize to Adam Butler because we had him on and we loved having him on, and it's my fault that I didn't let him hammer you first. But with that said, what is one of the funny things that we need to know about Adam Butler that he might kind of – you know, get irritated, I guess, jokingly with Dust Town? What's one of those weird, quirky things he does?
So he's big into, like, the Naruto, you know what I'm talking about? I don't really know how to explain, like, the virtual gaming stuff. And there
okay.
was one time, we have a park right across the street from West End, and there was, like, this big gaming convention with, you know how people, you come out there and you LARP with people, like the fake sword fighting. And
and
he attended it, and he posted all these pictures on Facebook and stuff with him dressed up in face paint. And it was just one of the, it's just hilarious. This big lineman plays in the SEC on Saturdays is out here with all these virtual gamers dressing up and playing along with them. It's just funny, man. He's just a funny cat, man.
Excellent stuff. That's a great story. That's great. You're going to definitely have to make him listen to in to find out what that was. Female celebrities, Andrew. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you want joining for your dinner?
I got a big crush on Carrie Underwood. Just her being from Nashville, and she's a country singer. I mean, you can't go wrong with that one right there. I know she's married to the Nashville Predator, so I'm probably that one's probably not going to happen, but that would be my dream.
And I'm curious, just because you said your parents went to Tennessee and they're volunteer alum, did you get any ribbing from your parents? I mean, and how long did it? I know it probably didn't take long because you're their son, and you could have played on the moon.
Right.
And they would have loved watching. But I mean,
right.
Did you get any ribbing at first becoming a Commodore?
No. My parents were extremely supportive of me, and I couldn't thank them more for that. I probably got a little more heckling from just some people probably that weren't my family, that were close to me, that were some big Tennessee fans that weren't too happy with my decision. But, you know, it's a decision I had to make that was the best choice for me, and I don't regret it one bit.
Awesome stuff. And then the final question for you, Andrew. Eric Dorsey, mm-hmm. he paints and throws the spray jobs on cleats and spikes for Illustrative Creations. If you could have any of your cleats themed out, what kind of paint job would you want on this?
Probably an American flag. I mean, I just – my best friend served in the Marine Corps, and I have the utmost respect for those guys, what they do. Those are the true heroes of our nation, and they don't always get the best treatment from just personal experience with my buddy. And so I just have the utmost respect for those guys, and they are the true heroes of our nation that we get to live in this free country.
Amen to that, man. Like I said, yeah, we are blessed for a lot of reasons, and their protection
mm-hmm.
and service to our country
sure
is definitely one of those,
sure
man.
Are.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you sharing your time with us, and I just wish you the best moving forward. I know you've been through a grind, and like I said, I know
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of guys on the show, but I you being able to kind of go out there on Pro Day and really set this thing on fire, I know you're excited about it, and we're fired up
yes,
to find out how those results come in. But, man, with that said,
yes,
stay
sir.
Humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
No doubt. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Andrew Jelks, a standout offensive lineman from Vanderbilt. You know, we had his teammate on, Adam Butler, about a week ago, and Andrew comes on. I tell you what, the job that they're doing in Vanderbilt, coaching these kids up and maximizing these kids, and one, the great kids, but on the field, but I mean, their character off the field is just off the charts. And I mean, you talk about, I mean, this kid had a couple, issues with the leg, and he's still named team captain. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's just impressive. I mean, right there. That just sells you. And like I said, it goes back to game tape. But like I said, those qualities aren't going to be missed as well. And, getting him on the show, he is – I'm going to put a circle next to his name on my notes right now. He is one of the Pro Day guys. I can't wait to find out how Pro Day goes for him. Because like I said, I mean, a lot of these guys have been able to play. And this young guy has just been grinding, getting ready for Pro Day to knock it out. Once again, Andrew Jelks, Vanderbilt lineman. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.